help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Thank you, James Atkins, for the wonderful opening there. Natalie and Jessica in. It's been a couple weeks since we've seen you guys.
So. Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
It's all thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pets helping us out. And
it's been so long that I forgot to bring a pet.
You forgot what you were doing.
Yeah,
huh?
I was like, what? Wait, where am I going? Just on autopilot.
It's Wednesday?
Yeah, what? Where am I?
Wednesday.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Gotta get back in the swing.
Yeah. I really didn't bring a pet, but Jess is going to talk about, like, just because, you know, we can't bring all the pets here.
Well, that'd be a cool day.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about if your coworkers would like that. But
might as well rip that poster off now.
The Josh Melton poster always comes down. Yeah.
It does.
Right.
We
have so many awesome animals at the shelter. We really do. We have like a Great Dane named Luna.
Oh, wow.
She's a bull in the china shop, but she's super sweet with a whip for her tail. But, you know, she absolutely adores other animals. Great with kids. Well, except for cats and chickens. She likes to eat chickens.
All right.
So, you know, a little thing. And then we have, you know, Miss Wednesday, who's been with us, as Natalie said, 1.5
years. 1.5
years.
Wednesday's a cat.
Oh, wow.
And she's a Divanista, but
She's definitely a diva.
So sweet and sassy. She would love a house where she's the only cat, preferably. She doesn't mind dogs, so she can boss them around.
Yeah.
But, and then we have Balto, a really beautiful Aussie. And he is, I don't understand. Like, we have so many. We have a beagle. We have a really cute hound. We have some kittens. Mm-hmm. We have an assortment of amazing animals.
We do. Mm-hmm. And it is too, do you ever find it hard, like, when people come in to, you know, adopt and they're like, well, who do you recommend? And it's like, girl, I can say good things about every single one of these pets. It's kind of, I mean, it's kind of hard to, like, pinpoint. Like, we don't know exactly what people are looking for specifically. So if you say, well, I want a very high-energy dog, then, you know, we can help you, you know, go in that direction. Or if you'd be like me and be like, I just want a pet that sits with me on the couch.
Lab dog, right?
Yes, wants to watch, listen to books, and just do not a whole bunch, you know? Then Wednesday would be for me.
There you go. All right. So go out to the Hancock County Humane Society. Natalie and Jessica in this morning.
And we are there Tuesday. Well, we're there every day, but to the public, Tuesday through Friday, noon to 5, and then Saturday is noon to 3.
Okay.
And then how could they do the adoption?
If there's a pet online, let's say you want to see Balto. If you fill out an application on our website, that is awesome. It saves us a step and gets you automatically inputted into our system. So that way we can review and get you set up to come in and meet him. And everyone in the family, including other dogs, would have to come in for a meet and greet to make sure everybody gets along. And then we go from there.
Very good. Don't forget dog tags.
Yes.
Have a couple more weeks.
Tis the season.
And then double up.
I know.
Then
yeah.
The after price goes up.
Yes. After the 31st.
Right.
Then, so right now the licenses are $20.75. If you do wait till like February 1st, then it's $40.75.
Right.
So yes, you can get them at through our animal control department on the west side of our building. You can get them online at the auditor's office, or a lot of times your local vet sells them too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had pretty good success here over the last couple of weeks of animals that have been in studio and have been out for adoption.
Yes, we have.
Super excited. Maverick, who is our longest dog resident of over 6 months now, on Saturday, fingers, paws crossed, he left on trial.
Yes.
So
that was really cool.
His family's been keeping us email posted and everything. I'm not posting anything on Facebook yet because I don't want to jinx anything.
Yes.
But I'm very optimistic. They are a wonderful, wonderful family, and he seems to adore them. So.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Very awesome.
All right.
And who's your favorite pet now? I know it's hard. I asked her. I already have someone in my head.
It was Lizzie but then the German Shepherd, but she left as she got home. I really love Sasha Fierce. She's a pitopotamus, and she's just so stinking cute.
She is. She's definitely a unit. She is thick.
She's a thick girl.
She's a unit?
Yes.
All right.
She's like, I'm cute. And she like sways when she walks. Like, she sashays her little hips. And she's just so happy. You just want to squeeze her cheekies and just smooch her and kiss her. She's so sweet.
And she's
sweet.
Like, come on. Let's get me inside. Get me outside. Get me. Yeah.
The patience on that dog. Like, we had a meet and greet with her, and their dog was like, grrr, like trying to attack her. And Sasha's like, it's okay. It's okay. We don't have to be friends right now. It's fine, you know? Like, she's so sweet. So, so sweet.
Very good. All right. Natalie and Jessica in Wet Nose Wednesday, all thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet. Have a great day, ladies.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.